Well, today I want to share with you some simple yet effective ways of sharing Christ in your marketplace, in your home, in your community, in your business, place of business, in your church, and through evangelism. When I first joined ASI, it was approximately 21 years ago. And when I first came to ASI, I was amazed as I walked through the exhibits and I saw all these unbelievable, simple, yet effective witnessing tools that all these booths had. And I thought, you know, we need to do a book. Now, this was approximately 4 or 5 years ago when I finally got the idea we need to make a book of witnessing tools, simple, fun witnessing tools that people can share in their church. When they go back home, they can take it to their person who's in charge of their evangelism in their church, and they can also share it with their friends in their church so that they will be excited about sharing Christ. I've been in the business world all of my life. My background is in sales and marketing. And I hope this morning I will be giving you a motivational talk, because in my background in sales and marketing, I used to go to various companies and various organizations, and I would get people excited about selling and telling about their merchandise and their products. So what I want you to know this morning is we want you to walk away being motivated and excited about sharing Christ. Our witnessing and our working go hand in hand. We don't go to work and we don't stop what we're doing and say, I guess it's time for me to be a witness. We're breathing in and breathing out the good news of the gospel. So every time when we share Christ, it's a continual sharing, whatever our lifestyle may be. The great gospel commission says, "Go ye into all the world." But my text that I like better is Mark 5:19, where it says, "Go home and tell your friends what great things the Lord has done for you." And I think that's where it all begins. Once we start sharing what great things God has done for us, we will become excited. So before we begin, I would like you to bow your heads as we pray. Our great, kind Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the opportunity that you give us to be a good witness, to be an excited witness, to be a joyful witness for you. We pray that as I share these ideas and witnessing tools, that you will help us through your Holy Spirit to become enthused and excited about the great opportunity of sharing the good news of the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to be correlating some of my business ideas and tie those in with our witnessing tools. During my various business careers, I developed a philosophy called simple. Simple in our business is having strength, imagination, motivation, perseverance, listening, and enthusiasm. There's also great simple techniques in showing and sharing Christ. Life is difficult. The sooner we learn it, the easier it becomes. Sharing Christ can be difficult, but the more we love Jesus, the more easier it is to share the good news of the gospel. Sharing Christ is simple. First, we must have sincerity. Then we must be involved. We must get involved. Then it's important for us to take time to meditate on God's word. And one of the most important things is our prayer life. In everything we do when we're witnessing, the first thing when I wake up is I get on my knees and I talk to the Lord and I say, "Lord, today you know the people that need to know you and need to hear the good news of the gospel. Help me to be a good witness to those people I come in contact with." The love of loving others, and then encouragement. We'll be discussing each one of these as we go throughout the program. You're going to have a few anecdotes this morning. It says, "God never asks about our ability or our inability, just our availability." Do we make ourselves open to the Holy Spirit? Do we show others that we are Christians by just what we do and say? How many times do you feel that the Holy Spirit is impressing upon you to do something, to say something to someone? A lot of times people will come into my life and they'll tell me something that's been a tragedy or something that's happened in their life. And the Holy Spirit is saying, Barbara, say a kind word to that person. Say something to encourage that person. And I'm busy. I'm working. I have a lot of things to do. And I think, and sometimes I miss the most wonderful opportunities to share with others because I don't take the impression that the Holy Spirit has given me and share that with the people. Now, well-known Christian author Ellen White said, pass out our leaves of autumn, our literature like the leaves of autumn. Now, how many of you, when you leave home, take a little witnessing tool in your briefcase, in your purse, in your business suit, or any way that you're going to share for that day? I always tell myself when I get up, be sure to put my little witnessing tools. Now, I've asked Nelson to become a little side speaker here today, but one of the things that I put in my purse every day is a little glow track. The other thing I obviously have in my purse are my business cards. Now, you're going to see my business card up there in a minute, but on this side is my business card, and it says, Between You and Me Designs. I have men's sportswear, wholesale to retail. So I have Between You and Me Designs, Barbara Taylor, president, and then on the back, I have this little amazing facts witnessing card that says BibleUniverse.com. Now, I travel all over the world. When I go to these different countries, the first thing people want to know is English. Even in Hong Kong and anywhere that I go, China, anywhere, people want to learn English. So they go to this little website and they think they're going to learn English. Well, they're going to learn a lot more, aren't they? So we want to tell people about the good news of the gospel. But Sister White says, take these little leaves of autumn and leaves of witnessing and spread them like the leaves of autumn. We can also have review and herald booklets. This is, by the way, this is the business card on the back of my business card. Put a little spiritual message also on a business card. That's another nice thing to put on it. BibleInfo.com. Are you familiar with BibleInfo.com? BibleInfo.com has wonderful CDs in 16 different languages, which includes Bible software and a nice bookmark telling where you can find this information. You can also take small books from the Voice of Prophecy or It Is Written. You can have Amazing Facts, The Quiet Hour, and of course, Glow Tracks. So let's talk a few places. Where do we want to leave these leaves of autumn? Now, this is just a small example, but you can leave these in a doctor's, dentist waiting room. You can put them in a guest lounge. You can put them in an airport, trains, or bus terminals. You can put them in stores, malls, laundromats, gyms. When you check out of this hotel, be sure put a witnessing tool. And remember, do it in both English and Spanish, because a tremendous amount of people that work in our service facilities speak other languages. So it's important to take English and Spanish with you. Beauty, barbershops, spas, gyms, company break rooms. And of course, when you pay your waiter or waitress, be sure to leave a track with a nice, generous tip, because that's very, very important. Now, I'm just going to ask Nelson to just take a few minutes. I've asked him to speak for a few minutes and tell me a little bit. I'll tell you, I've just been amazed when I hear all these wonderful ideas about the glow tracks and how the response has been. So I want him to share some of the ideas he has with sharing the glow tracks, and then some of the testimonies of people. And I don't know if you've already heard it. You may have heard it, but I want him to tell about the grill. Do you remember the grill?
The grill?
The grill. Well, I'll tell you about the grill if he doesn't remember. I think it was somebody from your association came, and they had this track on hell. What's the title?
I missed it out now.
myths about hell. Now, this lady went into the store and she opened up an electric grill. And what was sitting on top of the electric grill but myths about hell? And she looked at that and she took it home. And do you know that she called Glow and she said, "I had a son that just died. And this was so important for me to hear the truth about hell." Now, this is a testimony that we just cannot believe how God works. That one lady knew, and she left that message on your message machine. Now, I don't know who told it, but I heard it. Wow. So I have to believe that that's one of the things. So let's hear just a couple few minutes from Nelson about Glow Tracks.
Amen. Thank you. You know, that sounds like an amalgamation of two different stories put together. So I don't know.
Okay.
If it is a story that I haven't heard, that'd be great. We'll put it in our weekly email. Powerful. Right now, I'm going to have my wife. She's going to pass out one tract to each one of you. And this tract is hot off the press. We just got it a week ago from Pacific Press. And it's called Breaking Addictions, written by Rich Kallenberg from Amazing Facts. And it's just a powerful tract. So what you want to do with this tract is when you're done with the seminar here, come over to our Glow booth. And if you show us this tract and say, "I got this at the seminar that you were just speaking at," we'll give you some free tracks along with it, okay?
Amen.
So we're in row 900, the Glow booth. And you know what? I'm not sure I have too much to share.
Oh.
You just shared a lot of good ideas for how to distribute literature. What I can do is I can share some of these and back it up with some additional stories. You know, we've passed out 31, or let me say we've printed 31 million Glow tracks since 2007. And we have them in about 40 different languages. We just got contacted from the union that oversees Samoa, Tonga, Fiji, etc. And they're going to be translating them into about 5 more languages. So the word is going forward. And we're getting amazing stories from people all across the globe. And they give us these crazy ideas about how they pass out literature. There's this one guy. He has a 2-foot-tall Daniel 2 statue. And he goes out into the Bay Area and he sets his Daniel 2 statue out in public. And people inevitably come up and they say, "What's that?" And when they ask him what it is, he just pulls out his Daniel 2 glow tract and he gets it to him and says, "Let's explain it."
Amen.
Amen. Simple way of doing it. You know, while we're here at ASI, plenty of opportunities. In fact, when you travel, it's almost like there's more opportunities to do literature distribution than even when you're at home. Take, for example, the hotel that you're in. Like was just mentioned a little bit earlier, what I like to do is get the Gideon Bible that's in your hotel room, open it up to Exodus chapter 20, and stick a Sabbath tract in there.
Amen. Amen.
You can also give it to the person who checks you in. There was a janitor, an Adventist janitor, who worked at a hotel in Los Angeles. And he walked into work one day, heard the receptionist on the phone trying to console somebody on the other end of the line who had just had somebody pass away. He recognized that this was a divine opportunity. He brought out his glow tracks and pulled out one that says, "Where's God when I'm hurting?"
Mm-hmm.
He gave it to the receptionist. When she saw it, she actually broke down in tears and said, "This is just what I needed." She finished a phone conversation. He came by later and she called him over. She said, "You know what? I was just struggling to find the words to share with this person on the other end of the line who was mourning over the loss of their loved one when all of a sudden you came at just the right moment. And I read that track to the lady on the other end of the line. And this is powerful." She said, "Do you have more of these?" So the janitor gave her a whole stack, and she began to then pass them out to everybody who checked in at the hotel.
Amen.
And the janitor called us later, told us his whole experience, and said that now that he cleans the hotel rooms, he finds these open tracks in the hotel. Because people are coming in, checking in, and picking them up from the receptions. Planes. How many of you flew here? Okay, many of you? You know that Sky Mall magazine that sits right in front?
Amen.
Yeah, the one that sells like ramps for your dog to get up into the bed and stuff like that. Or a toaster that plays music. Folks, say something that's worth reading in there. Amen?
Amen.
You know, after somebody's in the plane for 20 hours, they're going to read anything. So stick in a tract about, one of the more controversial topics, they'll read it. You can give it to the person who's sitting next to you. They're not going anywhere, right? We actually had, anybody here know who Montel Williams is?
Mm-hmm.
Montel Williams' right-hand man, was in a hotel. He found one of our tracts on health. He read it. Said, "Oh, that's interesting," but he put it away, and he didn't call us for Bible studies. Next day, he got on the airplane. Guess what he found in his SkyMall magazine?
Amen.
Not just any glow tract, it was the exact same title on health.
Praise the Lord.
And he said, this is significant. He read it again. He called the Upper Columbia Conference Glow Director, Jordana Ashburn, at the time. And he said, this is the most amazing write-up I've read on health. Montel is just now getting into health. I'm going to show this to him, and we're going to order more of these. He ordered 1,000 of them before he even hung up on the phone.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
So there's a lot more stories I can share, folks, but I encourage you, do what she's talking about. Let's grab some tracks, pass them out. It's a very simple way to get involved.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Nelson. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you, we could just hear those forever because I just think the testimonies are so important and gets people motivated and excited. Why didn't I think of that? Another one that I heard of is someone took a little track. It doesn't make any difference what kind of track, but a glow track's important. But they took a little track and they went through the store and they put a glow track in a pocket of the shirts as they went through the stores. And I thought, I never thought about that, you know. But whatever works, you know. I tell people, a lot of people mistake a short memory for a clear conscience, but conscience, just don't leave home without something to witness. Be sure to witness every single day. Some other simple things that you can do, and these are things you can do around your home and your neighborhood. Take a loaf of bread over to a neighbor. Offer to pick up the neighbor's mail, paper, water their plants, or feed their pets when they are gone. This is an act of kindness. When you prepare a dish, make a double recipe and share it with a person who works all day. I'll tell you, I don't know about some of you, but when I come home at nighttime, I'm exhausted, and I just want nothing to do with having to fix a meal. And somebody will come over and say, hey, I had some extra food that I prepared today, and here's a nice meal. This is just a nice, kind gesture. Send someone an encouraging note. Now, here again, this is what I was just handed from Patricia, and she just says, this is what I send out, a nice, beautiful bookmark. So when you're sending out an encouraging note, you can put a beautiful Nathan Green print card in there. You can do a beautiful bookmark. This is a nice little bookmark that she shared. This is what she said housewives do. And on the back it says BibleInfo.com, answers to life's questions, and KidsBible.com. So these are simple little things. I wish we had more time because I can tell you everyone in this room has some different idea that they can share. So if you enclose some kind of a bookmark or some little Bible info information, that's a good idea. Here's another one that we have, the Sabbath, salvation, the state of the dead. You can put something like that in. Be sincere when you talk with someone. Be really understanding and find what you can say to help encourage them. As I said earlier, the most important thing to do is pray with someone. When you pray with them, a lot of times I've seen people walking around with the prison ministries, may I pray for you button, and I think that's important. You'll see this coming up later on where a nurse made up this beautiful button, may I pray for you, and the response in her just going to the different rooms, people said, would you pray for me? And that's a blessing. I have a sign in my office that says, prayer is, well, I'm making my sign here. I'll come to it. But kindness is the oil that takes the friction out of life. Most people want to serve God, but only in an advisory capacity. We want to serve Jesus with love and kindness. Remember one thing, you may be the only Jesus that someone will ever see. Now, how many of you have children? Or no families that have children. When you have children, these are the best things that you can share with them. You can get them some Bible First story lessons. You can get them some DVDs or CDs. The best way to memorize on memory cards is Sealing Touch memory verses. You can also have children's health lessons or children's programs such as Genesis Attic. They have 3ABN. I know the other thing that's really encouraging is what's the one on It Is Written with, help me out here. The children's program. What is it? Help me out. Pardon? Yeah, My Place with Jesus. Thank you very much. Yeah, Jean Boonstra has that wonderful little program, My Place with Jesus. So again, the story hours. Hold neighborhood story hours for kids and have the kids invite their friends, because this is a great way to share the gospel of Jesus. Children can bring their friends, and then using the material from the story hour, these are great, great witnessing tools. They also have, for older children, they have the disciple ministries. These are for the older kids, and they have youth camps. They have mission trips, just to mention a few things. A simple way to get to the heart of the parent is through the child. Now, how many of you still have a checkbook? You still have a checkbook? Well, you know, I'll tell you something. You can tell I'm getting old, because everybody says, oh, no, Barbara, I always pay my bills electronically. I don't use a checkbook anymore. And I say, well, I'm getting old. I'm learning, but I'm still not used to having paying electronic bills. But people that have checkbooks, what do you get when you get your bills in the mail? What do you receive with your bills? Statement stuffers. Lots and lots of statement stuffers. So when you get your electric bill, you get your phone bill, you get your credit card bills, all these bills that come with lots of statement stuffers, and they come with a nice postage paid envelope in some cases to send back the check with the bill. What do you want to put in there? You want to put a witnessing tool inside so that you can go back when you share that check, you're going to share a little witnessing tool. So every month when you receive your bills, you put a statement stuffer. Put a few of those little statement stuffers in your checkbook. So when you go to the store, you can write a check and then just hand them a little tract to go with it. You can have the voice of prophecy. You can have amazing facts. You can have, again, it is written, little signs pamphlets. You can have health pamphlets. Again, Creation Magazine is a great way to share Creation Magazine with people. So we want to do things to share in our witnessing. A statement that I make in my business is to try, and to fail is to learn. To fail to try is to suffer the inestimable cost of what might have been. So we want to make sure that we share Christ without thinking about failure. Again, most important is God gave us two ears, but only one mouth. Some say it's because he wanted us to spend twice as much time listening as talking. Others claim it's because he knew listening was twice as hard as talking. I'm one of those people, when I'm working and I'm busy and I'm talking, because I'm a salesperson and I love to talk and I love to visit, and somebody will come into me and I'm just busy away, talking away and everything, and they just want me to listen. They don't want me to talk. Do you know my nephew? I have to tell a little side story. I have a nephew that's 45 now. And my parents and my family came from a very dysfunctional family. And my nephew left, and I never heard from him for 5 or 6 years. He was drinking and doing drugs, and he was literally almost abandoned as a little child by my sister, because she was out partying and drinking and doing drugs and all these other things. And when he was 13, he started drinking and doing drugs. And he came up, and I tried to help him, and I tried to encourage him, but he didn't. Every time I saw him, he was either stoned or he was drunk. And so he came up to me one day, and he said, Aunt Barbara, he said, I'm leaving. And this is when I had become an Adventist, just a new Adventist, and I grabbed this It Is Written Bible with the little text, with the little Bible lessons in the back, and I just handed it to him, and I said, Mike, I love you, and I'm praying for you. And I handed him the Bible, and I never heard from him for 6 years. He left, and I never heard from him. And out of the blue, one day, three years ago, he called me, and he said, Aunt Barbara, this is Mike. And I said, oh, hi, Mike, honey, how are you? He said, now, don't talk. I just want to tell you something. Now, you see, I was so excited. I was going, well, what are you doing? What have you been doing? And so important, most important, I was willing to sit and listen. And he told me what had happened, how he had left and gone to Phoenix, and then he had gone up to Sedona. And he started reading the Bible lessons in the back of the It Is Written Bible. So you know something? We don't know. God knows the timing, but we don't know. But we need to know that it's important for us. If I hadn't given him that Bible and just simply said, I love you and I'm praying for you, I may never have had. And he was baptized a year ago last June. So keep Mike in your prayers. He's still struggling. Again, one of the other ideas you can have is place an ad in a newspaper. Want to get connected to God? Call 603-555-2930 or whatever. Now, that may sound like a funny idea, but you know how many people read the personal columns? You know, what do they say, WM, male, white single male, WSM or something like that, looking for whatever, whatever. And I always say, well, instead of looking for a white single male, let's look for a black single male, whatever. Let's look for God. So you can put that in the personal columns and just say, want to get connected to God, and put a phone number in then. Another great idea that I have in my office, and I kept it, is make a shoebox or a recipe box with some index cards and put your little witnessing tools in there. Keep it handy in your office or your car. And so if somebody comes in and you're in a hurry and you're taking care of things and you need to do things in a hurry, you put this little witnessing card in there, and somebody comes in and they just tell you they lost a loved one or they're discouraged or disheartened or they have had illness. You don't have to search through all this literature. You can just go to that index card and you can pull up the health witnessing tools and go there and put those little ideas into your witnessing box. Another way to share Christ in your business is let's find some ideas here, because here again, at the bottom of your stationery, put a nice scripture reading or put a spiritual thought. You can also, as I did here with my business card, on the front is my business and the back is my witnessing tool. I am going to share with you Volker Schmidt. How many of you went to the new members breakfast this morning? Wasn't that a wonderful testimony? I mean, you talk about a simple idea, and I want you to put this down if you have a pen. It's Volker at, I think it might be up here, yes, Volker at eastlex.com. Now, this gentleman is the most faithful witness. He goes every Wednesday, and he passes out to only 8 doors. Now, some people say, oh, I don't have time. But you know something? How much time would it take to go to 8 neighbors' doors in your neighborhood or in your community and just go to those 8 doors and share Christ? And he has the most fantastic testimony and great way to share by talking to them. And I just loved his approach. So I encourage you to go to go to Volker at Eastlex. See, Volker, you see the bottom there? I'll see if I can push this little button here. Yeah. See, Volker at eastlex.com. Can you get that? L-E-X, right. Yeah, E-A-S-T-L-E-X.com. And just get the information from him. You'll be amazed. But that's his witnessing. To another thing you do, if you ship out a product, again, put a nice spiritual message on your product label. Another great thing is to play Christian music on the phone while your customers are on hold. You don't have to listen to advertisements as much as you can listen to the music, which is very encouraging. Again, here's my little prayer verse. It says, prayer should be our first resource, not our last resort. And I have this in a sign that was in my office, and people used to comment on that all the time, because I had it as you walked into my office, that little sign, and they love that. Prayer should be our first resource, not our last resort. And this is my email that I sent to someone. And put that at the bottom of your email. Put a spiritual message at the bottom of your email. So these are some other thoughts that we can do. Again, let's motivate others. Let's leave a Christian thought on your voicemail. Again, when I leave my voicemail, I say, have a blessed day. Now, I had a very tough, difficult customer from New York City. And this customer, every time he called, there was a problem. Every time he called, he had a situation. Now, of course, we always resolved it. And one day, I wasn't home, and I wasn't in the office, and he called my answering machine. And I just said, you know, this is between you and me, Barbara Taylor. I'm away from the office. Please leave your name and number, and I'll return the call as soon as possible. And have a blessed day, is what I said. I'm saying this in a hurry, but that's what I said. And all of a sudden, I get the message back from him. This is, and I won't tell you his name, but anyway, he said, I thank you for that comment. Thank you for asking me to have a blessed day. Now, I was shocked because he was not the kind of person that would be appreciative in my mind of saying, thank you, have a blessed day. So leave a spiritual thought on your voicemail. Put tracts, booklets, and CDs in your office waiting room. Leave a spiritual thought, again, on your answering machine. A salesperson, minus the enthusiasm, is just a clerk. A Christian, minus the motivation to share Christ, is spiritually dead inside. How many times do you walk into a store and you want someone to help you? And they're standing there, and they're talking to their friends, and they're not listening, and they're doing. And all of a sudden, you say, "Where's the person that's enthusiastic?" I go into some stores, and they'll say, "Good morning, it's good to see you, and let's show you something, and can I help you, and do things like this." And I'm thinking, "Isn't this exciting? I have somebody that's really interested in selling me a product." Now, it's the same way with our spirituality. If we're not enthused and excited, we're going to end up having people that saying, "Well, they don't seem too excited about Jesus coming. They don't seem too excited about sharing this good news of the gospel." So try to remember, we need to be motivated. If you do what you've always done, you'll be where you've always been. People do not care how much we know until they know how much we truly, truly care. So let's talk again. One of the things, I taught a course at the University of Colorado on professional women in sales and marketing. And one of the things that I taught at the course was you have to have three ends to succeed in business. First, you have to have a need. Then you have to have a niche. Then you have to have a net profit. And the fourth end is knowledge for those of us who can't spell. The most important thing is when we're sharing Christ. When we're sharing Christ, we must fill the need, find the niche to reap the rewards of the net profit for Jesus. So most important is be a good witness for Jesus. The smallest good deed is better than the grandest good intention. Reach out. Reach out to their needs. I'm going to share some other things with you in just a while, but the smallest deed is so important. Jesus says, "Be fishers of men." We catch them, but He cleans them. Most important, whenever someone comes into your church, you walk up to them and you give them a hug and you tell them how happy you are that they're there, and never, ever criticize. I have to tell you a little testimony of a young man that came into our church one day, and he had long hair. He had a pierced earring, and I don't think John will mind if I tell this testimony about him. And he had walked in shortly after 9/11, and he walked in and sat down in the back row with me, because I always sit in the back so I can welcome the guests. And when our prayer and testimony time came, John reached into the pew and he grabbed a Bible and he lifted it up and he started to cry. And he said, "I love Jesus and I want to be saved." I think he said, "I'm lost and I want to be saved." And he just sobbed and sobbed. He went out in the hall, and I went out with him, and I hugged him, and I held him, and he sobbed and sobbed. Well, he started coming to church, and a few short months later, John had unbelievable change. You would not. His hair was so short, I thought he had just shaved it off completely, but he just totally changed over. He ended up going to Arise, and what do you think John is doing today? John is the person who's in charge of Youth for Jesus with Scott Moore. And he did a tremendous change. And I wish you could hear his testimony. But this is the type of thing that happens. When people come into our church, they don't want someone to walk up to them and criticize them. They want someone to love them, to nurture them, to be there for them, to make sure that they are there because Jesus loves them. He's going to clean them up. We're not going to clean them up. We're just going to love them. So be sure that that's important. In the business world, the gates of opportunity swing on four hinges: initiative, insight, industry, and integrity. In heaven, the gates of heaven swing on four hinges: hope, happiness, health, Holy Spirit, and the oil that makes the hinges work is love. So we have to have this. What do you want?
Do you,
Well, the business part or what?
Do you want this work?
Well, I'll give you that. Okay, initiative, insight, industry, integrity. That's in your business world, but you need to have that too in the sharing the gospel. I'll give that to you a little later. And again, hope and happiness and health and Holy Spirit. And then again, the oil that makes this work is love. Another little anecdote is an optimist laughs to forget. A pessimist forgets to laugh. Now, we know that it's important for us to have a joyful, happy attitude. And we have to remember that Jesus had a wonderful sense of humor. I mean, just look at creation. If you don't think Jesus had a wonderful sense of humor, I look at these things that God created and I think to myself, why would Jesus make this funny-looking little creature out there? And yet he must have said, I'm going to make Barbara laugh today because I'm going to show her this funny-looking little creature that I created so she would have a joyful day today. So just remember, God promises a safe landing, not a calm passage. Don't give up. You know how discouraged Jesus must have been on a daily basis when people were throwing all of these terrible insults at him and throwing all these terrible sayings at him? And no matter how successful I was in sales and marketing, the most difficult sale I've ever had to make is the free gift of eternal life. When you're trying to tell people that this is free, it doesn't cost anything, God paid the price, Jesus paid the price, you will not have discouragement when you think that Jesus had a lot worse discouragement. So we need to never, never give up. God will take care of us. The best testimony is your own. Now, many of you have heard my testimony, and you know that if God could take me from the depths of sin and the depths of depravity in the sense of my lifestyle and bring me to know Jesus and love Jesus and share Jesus with others, this is when Nelson was talking about getting on a plane. I love sharing my testimony when I'm on a plane because I know they can't get out of the plane and the flight's full, so they can't go anywhere. And I tell them in just a short time a little bit about my testimony, and I could tell you story after story after story of miraculous people that have said to me, and just like Nelson and just like Volker said, people know that something is wrong in this world, and they know that Jesus is going to come again, even if they don't want to admit it in some cases. So this is the best thing, is to share your own testimony. Most people do what is expected, but the successful will do a lot more. So we need to share Christ. You are either a missionary or a mission field. You have to decide, do you want to be a missionary or do you want someone to come to you and have to share the gospel? Because you don't want that. You want to be a missionary. Again, go down to the exhibit booths. This is an old photo, but go down to the exhibit booths and you're going to see tons and tons and tons of tracts and tons of books and CDs and DVDs. And just look at what a dollar will buy. You can take these. I have a dear, dear friend who's dying of prostate cancer, an aggressive form of prostate cancer. He's a staunch Catholic. And I gave him this book, God Has Promised. I will tell you, if you saw how he has marked this book and underlined it and just read it and read it and read it to the point where the pages almost look torn, and he just loves this book. And I tell people, think of something that you can do to encourage people. Some other things that we can do in our business, again, is put inspirational music on your phone. I don't know about you, but every time I call for an airline reservation, I'm having all these commercials that I hear. And I think to myself, well, why not put on inspirational music as opposed to some little commercial, or just put them on hold for an hour. You can also hold daily or weekly Bible studies in your office, lunch room or conference room, and just put up a notice and go with whoever shows up. You can hold a prayer breakfast or hour of power luncheon at your workplace and invite the local business people there to attend and open up the dialogue as to who you are. Now, one of the most, again, tragic things in our churches is people are not aware of our lifestyle centers. They're not aware of some of the places that can help people in the community. So we need to let people know about Advent Home, Project Patch, ADAPT, Eden Valley, Wehmeyer, Uchi Pines, Wildwood, Black Hills Health and Education Center, Lifestyle Center of America, and the Bridge. And I think Lifestyle Center has closed, hasn't it? Yeah. Okay, but just let people know. I know Volker has a place that people go for help and getting help. So just let people know. This is, again, an older picture, but we have marvelous products from inspirational Light Bearers Ministry, Remnant Publications, Audioverse, Little Light Ministries. Now, I'm hoping that next year, I hope every one of you will be here. We're going to hopefully have a young man by the name of Scott Rietzema that has a series called Media on the Brain. And I encourage you, this is the most powerful, wonderful series. And he does this marvelous, marvelous series on what happens when we have children that are watching TV and playing video games, and what happens with adults that are watching TV. And I will tell you one thing. I know that there's also a seminar here this morning with, what's his name, from Little Light Ministries. And this is, again, people like Madonna won't let their children watch TV or watch movies. I mean, major Hollywood people won't let their children watch them. And somebody said, well, why won't you let it? Because it's bad influence. And I'm thinking, they know it's a bad influence. And here we are as Christians, and we're not teaching our children what it affects, the effects of the mind of what's happening. And this is going to be a wonderful ministry. Here's a couple other ideas. If you want to have people know about things, send them a little email. Hey, Sarah, I found this site where you can get inspirational Bible verses sent to your email every day. They've been very encouraging to me. Check out this website, 1888message.org, Daily Bread, Dial Daily Bread. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but that's a great little website. The other thing that Elder Wilson is encouraging people to do is go to revivedbyhisword.org and just read one chapter of the Bible a day. This is a great way to share. You know, every year around Valentine's Day, I send out to my clients and my friends a love letter from God. And I don't make any bones about it. I just send out this love letter and I say, and I try to make it something simple, but then I include some type of a witnessing tool, like final events, hidden truth. I frame a beautiful picture of Christ and put it in my office. Witnessing is important to your church and to your community. It can also bring your church together in unity. This is one of the greatest tools you can do. And I tell people every single day, try to get your church involved as a family. You know, I've walked into some churches and I've sat there and they're not friendly, they're not happy, they're not joyful, they're just sitting there going through the what I call the routine. But if you want to see an excited church and you want to see a happy church, you go to a church that's involved in sharing and evangelism. So witnessing can bring our church together. Here's again from Family Heritage magazines. You can do these in both English and Spanish. These wonderful boxes that you can put all kinds of literature. You can put Radiant Living. You can put, again, English and Spanish, signs, Peace Above the Storm. Do what you love. Love what you do. And deliver more than you promised. Deaf Ministries has wonderful new DVDs. And again, Esther has done a wonderful job. She's increased those, and they almost have the entire conflict of the series that they've done for the deaf people. And this is a marvelous thing. They also have, for the blind people, Christian Record Services. So I encourage you to just go, like I say, go down to these booths. Here's some other materials for the deaf people. Obviously, we're trying to reach all nationalities and all different faiths and all different religions. So they have wonderful things for Jewish people, for Muslims, all these different things. And I've seen more booths last night. I just went quickly through and I saw some wonderful things. Now, here's a saying that I say a lot of church members that are singing, standing on the promises, are just sitting on the premises. We need to get up, get out, and get going to share Christ, because we cannot sit any longer, can we? We must share Christ. Now, obviously, you all know about 3ABN, their books, their CDs, their DVDs. If they're not in your city, try to put a campaign together to get them on TV. I always tell people, whatever you can do, Safe TV, Hope Channel. I just bought for my manager. I live in a condominium in a ski resort, and I just bought for my manager and his wife a Roku dish. I don't know if you ever heard of Roku, but you can get all of these channels on your Roku if you have high-speed internet. And when you get this, he loves Doug Batchelor. Now, this is a young man who really, really, we need to pray for Mike and Monica, because he really struggles. He's one day he wants to be a Christian, and the next day he wants to drink beer and have steaks and all these other things. But I think he realizes that we are living closer and closer to the end. But I tell people, do what you can. Last year alone, over 44 million iPods were sold. Download podcasts, sermons, Christian music, the Bible, many, many other spiritual materials. People live on Facebook. Now, I don't know, I don't understand that. I'm too old, I guess. But people live on Facebook, and they Twitter, and they go to LinkedIn, and I just get on there, and I think, you know, they say, hi, went to the grocery store today, and I'm thinking, now, how did that witness? You know, think about the things you can do to be a witness on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter if you do do that. I want you to go to the booth. Did you hear Randy Bivens last night, Dr. Bivens? If you get a chance to go to his seminar, I will tell you they are doing some marvelous, miraculous things. And I encourage you to go to lifeandhealth.org to see how they are sharing in just little short snippets on YouTube, wonderful health messages, recipes. It's just marvelous. So try to go and hear his, and if nothing else, go to his booth. It's just wonderful. So think of ways of sharing Christ on YouTube. You can make yourself happy or miserable. The amount of the work is the same. So you decide, do you want to be happy or do you want to be miserable? Again, for the cost, less than the cost of a postage stamp, Project Restore. Have you heard of Project Restore? For less than the cost of a postage stamp, you can mail out all these magazines to your community, to your neighbors, to your friends. And I tell people, take these to rallies. Take these to what I call concerts. Have you ever been to these quote-unquote religious concerts that you can't handle the volume? I don't know if you, who are some of these rock and roll Christ musicians? And they get up there and they have these big concerts and thousands attend. Why not pass out our magazines? Go to these rallies. Go to these conventions. We went to the Democratic Convention a few years ago, and in Denver, when it was held in Denver, just the first time before Obama was elected, we passed out all of our literature, and people were very receptive. They took it. So form groups in your church and go out and pass out these literatures at these different places. Another thing you can do is send out the Happiness Digest or On the Edge of Time with Project, again, Steps to Christ. This is a great, great ministry. They also have this is a video, but they now have it in a DVD form. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of friends, including myself, that get stressed out. And I'm exhausted, and I'm stressed. And the best way to relieve stress is to get some of these marvelous, marvelous DVDs for holidays, for birthdays, for special events. And this is from Edgemont Video. And I don't know if you've ever heard these, but if you haven't, I'll tell you right now, it'll calm you down. It'll make you relax. It'll make you realize the beauty of God's nature and the beauty and the serenity of listening to the right kind of music as opposed to being hyped up with all the stress in the world. All we have in our life every day seems to be stress, stress, and more stress. Don't let your worries get the best of you. Moses started out as a basket case, so you might as well not worry. If Moses can make it through, you can make it through. So just relax. Our diet witnesses. Again, put on a cooking school and invite the public. Have a monthly veggie dinner in a public facility. We just had a community veggie dinner in Vail, Colorado. Have you heard of Vail, Colorado? Vail is a very upscale, high-end community. The people are very, very, very wealthy. All the wealthiest people sometimes in the world have homes in Vail, in Beaver Creek, and all of that area. And Eden Valley and I went over to Vail, and we put on a community veggie dinner, and we had a health lecture on home natural home remedies. And we put in their free community dinner. Well, you know who I thought was going to show up? I thought all the employees that work there are going to say, oh, free dinner, we'll go, we'll go. Do you know there was not one single person in that room, and we had to turn. We could only take 60 people because of the facility. We had to turn 24 people away. That's how many reservations we had. Every one of them were affluent, affluent people. And they were going to have Dr. Nedley come December 19th. 19th, 20th, 21st, and he will be giving a health lecture in Vail, and we're going to have appetizers, then they're going to have a health lecture, and then we're going to have a Friday night concert, and then Sabbath there'll be at Copper Mountain to share the word. I can tell you right now, the communities that are affluent people need to be reached. And if you want to reach your community, we have a veggie dinner every quarter in Summit County, where I live at Copper Mountain, at the Frisco Senior Center. And we had the daily Summit Daily News come, and we had a front page article, Meatless in the Mountains. And next month, I ask that you pray for me, because I am going to have, I'm going to share my testimony, my personal testimony, in Frisco for the community, and it's going to be from Hollywood to Hope. And then I'm going to have a 4-week series on how to have a healthy, wholesome life. And I'm going to do 4 weeks of dysfunctional lifestyles, how to become filled with full, encouraging love. All of these series are going to be just from my own personal experience, and I ask that you pray for me, because one of the biggest crises we have in the ski resorts and in the resorts where I live, the biggest crisis is depression. Because the young people come up there and they ski and they drink and they do drugs and they have illicit sex, and that's their lifestyle, and they get so depressed because they have no hope. So I ask that you pray for me, because we're going to be doing this September 5th, and I just pray that you'll help me, or pray for me. Work with your local youth to hold evangelistic series in a home, church, or community center. ASI will help to sponsor with an application, and we encourage our youth to get involved in sharing the gospel. The New Beginnings DVD, if you get a chance, go to that seminar tomorrow, because that's going to be a wonderful way of learning how to share Christ by doing the DVD New Beginnings. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Motivation comes from a grateful heart. Kindness in words creates confidence. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. Kindness in giving creates love. Invite your friends to a concert. That's another way to have people come. We're going to be in Vail December 21st. Dr. Nedley's going to bring in probably 17 different young people, and they're going to hold the most marvelous holiday concert Friday night. And this is for the community of Beaver Creek and Vail and all that area. And this is a great way to get acquainted and win souls for Jesus. So let's, again, talk about another. We're almost done. How are we doing on time? Let's talk about another idea about Maranatha. Did you, again, for those of you who went to the new membership breakfast, you heard about this young couple that they went over to Africa, and they ended up not only supporting the group over there, but building an orphanage and helping with water and all these other things. And I always tell everybody, Maranatha is the best way to see the world and take a neighbor. You and they will come back changed forever. And the last one is share him. And that's, again, a marvelous way. Maranatha builds, share him, shares the gospel message all over the world. And I love these two ministries. They're just marvelous. And I want to share with you, you know, we sing Onward Christian Soldiers, but then we wait to be drafted into his service. We sing, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing, but we don't use the one that we have. We sing, I love to tell the story, but then we don't mention it all week long. We sing the whole wide world for Jesus, but then we don't invite our neighbors and friends to church. You know, this work will be finished by the laymen and the laywomen in the church. Our preachers don't have time, and they don't understand that the lay people are going to be God's army in the last day. We must tell the world that Jesus is coming soon. We have much more influence in our communities and where we go and how we travel. The pastor only sits there. Don't misunderstand me. He doesn't sit there. But he's in the church and he's taking care of the parishioners. So we must be the torch in a world that is growing darker and darker every day. When you go out, ask yourself, will I let my light shine? Will I be a witness for Jesus? Or will I keep my light under a bushel? And we don't want to do that. It's time for us to recapture the love. I always tell people, if you love the Lord, let your face know it. If you don't have a smile on your face, if you look grumpy, if you look sad, you're not going to share with too many people, because they're going to look at you and say, ooh, what's wrong with her today? Why doesn't she have a smile? Why doesn't she show this love that Jesus has given her every single day? So most important, try to keep the smile. The gospel tells us, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. So we want to be a light for Jesus. Tell them now before the doors are shut. I ask you to bow your heads as we pray. Dear loving Christ, we love you so much. We just cannot thank you enough for giving us this opportunity to just share a small amount of wonderful ideas that we can do for others. We know that time is short. Every single day we see the signs of the world collapsing around us. And we know that if we don't share with someone, that someone will be lost because we weren't willing to share that good news. Please, dear Lord, don't let that happen. Don't let anyone come up to us when you come and say, why? Why didn't you tell me? Please help us that we will be faithful, we will be true, we will be loving, and help us to share the smiles on our face that we love you so much we cannot wait to tell others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This media was produced by Audioverse for ASI, Adventist Layman's Services and Industries. If you would like to learn more about ASI, please visit www.asiministries.org. Or if you would like to listen to more free online sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.